Good morning. I'm going to teach you a couple pieces of music that you're going to have to sing. Well, you don't have to sing, but I'm hoping you will. The first is a setting of Psalm 137 by the Rivers of Babylon. I had just gone with some friends to see O Brother, Where Art Thou, and we sort of got in the O Brother, Where Art Thou mode, so it's that kind of a setting. And it goes like, the text is, by the rivers of Babylon we sat down and wept, as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. I'm going to get you just to say it first, you remember all the text. Listen to it again. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept, as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. And the music goes like this. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept, as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. We'll take it in halves. Listen just to the first half. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept. One more time. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept, as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. As we remembered Zion, our home so far away. Let's try the whole thing. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept, as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. Again. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept, as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. Good. I may try and teach you the other one too. The other one is based on the suffering servant themes, especially in Isaiah. And it goes like this. You have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. You have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Well, that's sorrowful. Carried our sorrows. Carried our sorrows. Wounded for our transgressions. Wounded for our transgressions. And I just finished it 20 minutes ago, so I don't know if I remember it. And by your stripes we are healed.
And by your stripes we are healed.
Several from yesterday didn't get the either joke or the little wisdom that God's mistake is that God did not create two gardens. So now I'll explain it. But there would not have been any problems if God would have made one garden for Adam and another garden for Eve. Okay. Now, first instruction, if you would put your finger in Gather 5:16 or a little piece of paper, 5:16, and we'll move right into that. So, we left yesterday with the Song of Solomon. And was that a delight? My only problem, I forgot my best ending. I had a banana in my bag that I was going to throw for the baboon. Oh, how I suffered that I forgot. But remember, the dream of God is for a contrast society, a society that will be different from the rest of the world. And under King Solomon, we close by saying, now Israel has become what Israel left, Pharaoh's Egypt. Solomon, like politicians sometimes do, taxed his home part of Israel more than the other part. He taxed the northern tribes more than his southern tribes. And the results were disastrous. The northern tribes decided to secede from Israel. And we have rival kingdoms now. The southern kingdom of Judah, capital in Jerusalem, and the northern kingdom of Israel, capital in Samaria. And both kingdoms now, each with their own king, with some exceptions, have kings that are neither wise nor just or faithful to Yahweh. Increasingly, kings and people worship the gods of their neighbors, fertility goddesses. And a better way to say it is crop insurance policy. Yahweh worship becomes a way of correct rituals to assure God's protection. The rich and the powerful elites exploit the poor, the widows, the orphans to build their own manna piles. Driving them into debt, they take their land and add field to field, house to house. The poor have no place to turn. Even the courts are bribed to side with the rich against the legitimate rights of the poor and vulnerable. And the rich grind the face of the poor into the ground. And Yahweh is wroth and weeps. What shall I do now? Shall I show my face and kill them? And the heart of God is filled with tender compassion and says, I know what I will do. I will send prophets, humans, proclaimers of my word. And they will cry out, return to Yahweh, who is kind and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. They will cry out, return to the covenant gift, the wilderness life of mercy and manna of justice. And they will cry out to the leaders, trust not in your own wisdom, in your horses and chariots and your armies and your foreign alliances. And the prophets will warn the leaders and the people, if you do not repent and change your ways, you will bring disaster upon yourself. You will bring rot and stink. Remember where that's from? But if you do repent, a future awaits you of being shalom and being a light to the nations. And the prophets cry out the word of God, I hate your festivals, enough of your sacrifices. You're trampling into my courts, but learn to do good. Seek justice and rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come, let us reason together, though your sins be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Oh, mortal, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice? Love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. And the prophet cries out, take away the noise of your songs, the melody of your hearts. but let justice roll down like the waters, and righteousness like an ever-rolling stream.
Let justice roll like a river and wash all oppression away. Come, O God, and take us, move and shake us. Come now and make us anew, that we might live justly like you. Take from me your holy feast, all your offerings and your music. Let justice flow like waters, and integrity like an ever-flowing stream. Justice roll like a river and wash all oppression away. Come, O God, and take us, move and shake us. Come now and make us anew, that we might live justly like you.
Let your hearts be broken and humble, for God is gracious, generous, and kind. Come and seek the mercies of God.
Let justice roll like a river and wash all oppression away. Move and shake us. Come now and make us anew, that we might live justly like you. You have been told the way of life, the way of justice and peace. Act justly, to love gently, and walk humbly with God. Let justice roll like a river and wash all oppression away. Come, O God, and take us. Shake us, come now and make us anew, that we might live justly like you.
Amen, brother and sister and people. Once in a while, when I use the word justice, I'm going to switch to Hebrew, mishpat. And the reason I do that, so often in our culture and nation, we think of justice as mainly criminals getting their due. When mishpat is this expansive word of God's abundant blessings coming to the earth and being shared by all human beings, including food and clothing and dignity. So that's mishpat. And the prophets dream of a day when that mishpat will roll down like the waters and righteousness like an ever-rolling stream. And then the nations will come and learn the covenant way, and war will be no more. When the people who have walked in darkness will see a great light, when the wolf will lie down with the lamb, and no one will hurt or destroy on my holy mountain. And then the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Over the years, with a few brief exceptions, Israel and Judah do not repent. The leaders do not act wisely as the great empires sweep over the world. First, the north, Israel, is crushed by the Assyrians. And then in 587, the south, Judah, Jerusalem, falls to Babylon. The towns and houses and farms are in ruins. Jerusalem is destroyed. The temple is torn down. And with the invasion, the killings and the torture and the rape and the destruction, the poorest are left behind. And then the king watches all of his sons be murdered, and then his eyes are put out, and he is put into chains, and those with skills and their families, those who are the elite, those who are the more educated, are put into chains for the 1,000-mile trail of tears to Babylon. So the exiles march away from Jerusalem. They're torn from their homes and from their temple, from their land. Many die on the way, and those who live finally on the horizon see that magnificent city, Babylon. They walk into the city with its hanging gardens and magnificent gates, the temple of Marduk, the processions of the priest of Marduk, who is the winner god, Yahweh lost. And the Babylonians torment the exiles. They say, sing us the songs of Zion. Sing some of your quaint ethnic music.
By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. By the rivers of Babylon, sat down and wept as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. And there we hung our harps upon the willow trees, as our captors laughed, cried for joyful songs. For us there is no music in this foreign land, the song of God no longer ours to sing. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept as we remembered Zion, forget you, oh Jerusalem. May this hand once raised in praise to you, Golim. And may my voice be silent if my heart no longer yearns for you above all earthly joys. By the rivers of Babylon we sat down and wept as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. By the rivers of Babylon we sat down and wept as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. Remember, Lord, the ones who broke us, brought us low. Lord, remember those who raped and crushed our home. How happy they shall be who get to pay them back, the ones who dash your future on the stones. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept as we remembered Zion, our home so far away. By the rivers of Babylon we sat down and wept as we remembered Zion, our home so far away.
The exiles settle into the strange land. Some turn to Marduk and to Babylonian religion. This is the great God that defeated our God. While others live in despair and say, Yahweh has abandoned us. But Yahweh has not. Yahweh sends a prophet, a preacher to the broken people. One to speak tenderly to the exiles, for God does not give up. And God says, I have an idea. Babylon will be a new Egypt. And what do I do with Egypts? I have liberations. Wow. And God raises up the prophet, maybe a prophetess, who goes to the broken people crying, comfort, comfort ye my people, says your God. And the prophet speaks tenderly, announcing that your warfare is ended, your iniquity pardoned, and you have received more punishment than you deserve. And announces, now prepare in the wilderness the way of Yahweh. God is coming, and you will be gathered into the arms of your shepherd God. You will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings like eagles. And God speaks through the prophet, I have called you by name. You are mine. And I love you. Some listen, smiles return to their faces, and several take down their harps from the willow trees. And then Yahweh looks upon them, weak, vulnerable, broken, no wealth, tormented by the oppressors, no worldly power, no army, no might. And Yahweh says, I think it's time to tell them my secret. What is deep in my heart. In their brokenness and lowliness, they are ready to understand, to hear, that the day of shalom, of justice and mercy, when all will live the wilderness way, justice, mishpat, will come to this earth not by military power, not by awesome displays of divine power, but by a servant people and a servant of Yahweh. And this servant and this servant people will bring mishpat, shalom, peace to the nations. But they will bring it in a way so gentle that a bruised reed will not be broken, a dimly burning wick will not be quenched. And this servant will not grow weary until mishpat is established on the earth. And this servant will bear our griefs and will carry our sorrows. Despised and rejected, acquainted with grief, wounded for our transgressions, and bruised for our iniquities. And a remnant of the people here, a remnant of the people understand that God's reign will come, but not by human power, not by military might, but by the power of suffering love. A servant people, a light to the nations, and God's liberation will reach to the end of the earth.
Borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, wounded for our transgressions, and by your stripes we are healed.
You have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, wounded for our transgressions, and by your stripes we are healed. Here is the servant whom God loves, the chosen in whom God delights, who brings justice to the nation. You have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, wounded for our transgressions, and by your stripes we are healed.
Not a voice that is raised in the street, not a hand that will wound or destroy, but a servant of justice and peace.
You have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, wounded for our transgressions, and by your stripes we are healed. Despised and rejected by us all, a life filled with sorrow and grief, we saw you and turned away. You have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, wounded for our transgressions, and by your stripes we are healed.
Oppressed and you open not your mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, cut off from the land of the living.
You have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows,
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Loving God of justice and mercy, continue to teach us here at Holden what is deep in your heart, and that is the power of servant, suffering love. And be with us now as we go to our work. May we go in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go in peace and work.